Pope Benedict XVI launched an urgent and heartfelt appeal for peace in Syria today, announcing at the end of his weekly general audience that current circumstances on the ground have rendered a Vatican mission to the country impossible. Emma McCarthy has more.
We must do everything possible for Syria because one day it may be too late. This was the stark warning that Pope Benedict XVI had for world leaders and civil society this Wednesday. The latest in a series that the Pope has made over the past 20 months of civil war. He spoke of his great concern over the tragic situation of violent conflict where the fighting has not ceased, and each day the toll of victims rises, accompanied by the untold suffering of many civilians, especially those who have been forced to abandon their homes. He spoke of how, as a sign of his solidarity and that of the whole Church for the Syrian people, he had hoped to send a delegation of Synod Fathers to Damascus, but that, unfortunately, due to a variety of circumstances and developments, it was no longer possible to carry out this initiative. Instead, the Holy Father has sent, as of Wednesday, Cardinal Robert Serra, president of Cor Unum, to Lebanon. Cor Unum oversees the Pope's personal charities, and Lebanon is currently home to many Syrian people fleeing the war in their country. The Pope said Cardinal Serra's peace mission will involve coordinating efforts, as the Holy See has urgently requested, to provide assistance to the Syrian people within and outside the country. Pope Benedict concluded, "As I make my prayer to God, I renew my invitation to the parties in the conflict and to all those who have the good of Syria at heart to spare no effort in the search for peace and to pursue through dialogue the path to a just coexistence in view of a suitable political solution of the conflict. It is never too late to work for peace." I'm Emer McCarthy.